The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Guys, we've seen like the traditional way that you propose to a lady, get down on one knee and ask for their hand in marriage, and it's very beautiful. How would you feel if a woman proposed to you the same way? 702-364-9400. So there's this video that's really dividing the internet. It's an Australian woman, and she is proposing to her partner. And it's down by the Sydney Harbor. It's very beautiful. She is wearing, you know, a beautiful red dress. She's got the whole thing set up. There's flowers everywhere. And she gets down on one knee and proposes to him. And he accepts the proposal, kisses her on the forehead. And then the caption says, "He said yes." Well, people in the comments are losing their minds. They're losing their minds. They're upset. Some people wrote, "Girl, get up and stop embarrassing all of us." This one says, "I'd rather wrestle a shark in Sydney Harbor than get on one knee for a man." This one says that if a man is interested in you and loves you, he'll propose to you. And someone else called the whole thing cringe. What do you think? A woman proposing to a guy, does it bother you? Do you think it's cringe? I'm surprised at all the backlash this poor woman is getting after posting this video.
Yeah, I'm surprised she got backlash too, but I'm trying to think if I was in that situation, how I would feel. And I, just speaking honestly, I would be upset, and depending on the level of proposal, a little bit of embarrassment, but more on the upset side, because that's something that I have been looking forward to doing. I'm thinking about it all the time, but growing up as a kid, in the back of my mind is at finding the woman that I love, finding my soulmate, and going through that proposal process and getting down on one knee and the tradition of it. And I'm all for shattering gender roles, and that's fine. But something about the proposal is something I want to do. Laura and I, before I proposed to her, we had conversations about, we knew that we were going to get married. The conversations were had. It was just, when was the right time for me to do it? So if Laura to beat me to the punch, I would be upset. And then if it was an over-the-top kind of proposal, I would just be embarrassed because I don't want that kind of attention on me in public.
But so you're for the gender roles, like trashing those, but not that one.
Not that one. That's the one I want to keep for me. I want to keep for me. I want
you
to be
want
the one.
It. You don't want to let her enjoy that.
No,
you want to be the one to enjoy it, not her.
That's my moment. That's my moment to pick out the ring for her, get down on one knee, and give it to her, and she's enjoying the moment. We're solidifying our love together. That's just me. I love the tradition of it for me to do the proposing.
Sammy, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, guys, and how are you?
Good. How about you?
I am doing great. JC, I'm thinking you got to get over a couple little things. I mean, all those beautiful women out there, let's get real for a minute. You ladies won the war, so there's absolutely no reason why you can't propose and buy rings and front the cost for a wedding and sport the big, lavish, you know, engagement, proposal. There's no reason why you can't do that. If you love your man and you want this to be forever, then put your money where your mouth is and make that happen.
I'm not opposed to any of that, honestly. Like, and I did help pay for my wedding. I didn't pay for all of it. I didn't have the money to pay for all of it, but I did contribute to it. And I didn't do the proposal, but I like the way that my husband proposed. I thought it was very nice. I was about to get in the shower, and it was I had no pants on, so it was just a memorable proposal. I'll leave it at that. But if I wanted to propose, I'd like to have that option to do it without worrying that, oh, this is his thing. oh, only he can do that. To me, that's like, why? You know, it, I mean, it's not saying that I don't want him to propose. I'm totally fine with that. But for someone to tell me, no, you can't do that because that's my thing to enjoy, not your thing to enjoy. I'd be like, okay.
Well, there are no rules. There's no written rule. There's no rule book we got to follow
right.
that says the guy or girl's got to do it. That's just my, I just want to be the one doing it. Do you think Matt would be upset if you had beat him to the punch?
I think he would have laughed about it. I think he would have laughed.
He was the one in the underwear?
I think he would have thought it was funny. And I pretty much could guarantee that he would have said yes. And then at some point he would have said, well, now it's my turn. And done something afterwards too.
Oh, you can't say no to it. Yeah, you have to say yes to it. Yeah.
I think that he would have embraced it. I don't know. I'll have to ask him and what he thinks. What do you guys think? The phones are going crazy. Let us know. 702-364-9400.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. In less than 5 minutes, we have your tickets to go see Tears for Fears when you win Heads Up.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, we're talking about proposals. A woman from Australia proposed to her boyfriend, and people on the internet are saying it's really cringe. What do you think?
I think that is also cringe. I think if it's low-key, like, you know, you're sitting down talking about it and she brings it up, that counts as a proposal, and that would be okay. But when you're doing a fanfare, you're setting the precedent that who's in the back seat and who's in the front seat, you know, and it would just be emasculating. It would be rough.
So you want her in the back seat?
Well, no, I want her in the side seat. But when it comes to proposal, that's kind of one of those roles that's not just traditional, but also I'm here to lead my family. And how can I lead my family if I'm in the backseat?
Well, what if she's like the breadwinner of the family?
I still think that's a little bit rough.
I just feel like it's 2024, you guys. Like, what? I get it. Like, I'm all for nice traditions. But the way you make it sound, you make it sound like, you know, she has to obey you. And it's not an equal thing. If she wants to propose, let her propose. You can still propose.
Yeah, just keep it low-key.
Oh, my God.
Ken, is it just a thing you're not a fan of big proposals, or you're not a fan of the woman proposing to you?
Well, if it's low-key, it would be okay. But if it's like a fanfare, like if I'm showing up on a kiss cam or being put on the internet, it'd be like, okay, come on.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I just feel like you got to stop worrying about what other people think.
I don't think people do, but is it for like Canada, is it more the tradition of it? That's something that he's been thinking of doing his entire life, looking forward to that moment, and that tradition was taken away from him.
Well, how is it taken away? He can still do it.
She's beating him to the punch. The whole surprise and the pop of the proposal. It's already out there. It's already done.
But it's not a race, and he can still do his own version of it. Like, I said yes to you. Now, would you say yes to me or something like that? Emma is one of our junior listeners. Good morning. What do you think?
I think that we shouldn't make a comment because it's their love life.
It's their love, what they want to do, and that it doesn't matter what we think.
Yeah, it's their decision.
Emma, I believe the children are our future.
That applies
Teach
to so many
well
things, Emma.
And let them lead the way. Emma, thank you so much. Let's talk to Zoraya. Zoraya, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I definitely agree with the man proposing to the woman, and it doesn't have anything to do with society. I think that she basically robbed him of something that men don't really get to do a lot of special occasion things for women. So this is very, like, sacred. It was almost like she put him on the spot and forced it on him. Maybe she was scared that he wasn't going to do it in time. I think she should have waited.
Well, he seemed very happy with it. Are you saying he was not happy with it?
No, not at all. I'm saying that, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Say no, honey. I would rather do it. Of course, he doesn't want her to feel bad because he loves her.
I just think that if you love someone, it doesn't mean you can't have two proposals. You know, one does one, the other does the other. I mean, I don't know. I feel like in this case, everybody is like really making her out to be stealing something, and she didn't steal anything. She just proposed to him.
I didn't see the video. What was his reaction? He was generally just excited and enjoying the moment.
And he kissed her on the forehead. It was really cute. Sherry, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I think it's okay if the guy is not a romantic guy. My daughter's boyfriend was not that type of guy and wouldn't have done anything special. So she planned the whole thing, bought the ring that she wanted, and had him do it in a helicopter flight over Vegas.
Oh, my gosh. She did go all out. Wow. And what did he think?
He was okay because he didn't have to do anything.
He's like, thank you.
We were good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.